Hello, everyone. This is Paul Rippey. I'm here in Arusha, Tanzania, and I'm sitting here with Patricia Rodriguez Pulido. Patricia works with ACAF Italia. Patricia, thanks for taking the time to chat.
Thanks, Paul, for inviting me.
And Patricia, could you tell us about ACAF?
ACAF is an NGO, an organization based in Barcelona, in Spain, and we work with a savings group in Europe.
Okay, but you're not in Spain, are you?
No, I'm not in Spain. I'm currently in Italy. I was trying to bring a CAF model into Italian microfinance and social sector.
And tell us about forming savings groups in Italy. I mean, that's an industrialized country. Why are people forming savings groups there?
Well, first of all, we are currently in a financial crisis. So there's a lot of poor people, new poor people in Italy. We've got also a huge migrant community that is increasing. So there's a lot of potential clients or people that can join and form the savings group.
So who are your members?
They are mostly migrants, people that come in Italy for different reasons. But we've got also Italian people. And now we are starting working also with young people. Because young people in Italy and Spain, we are one of the community that are most affected with this financial crisis. In Spain, we are talking about that 50% of young people are unemployed, and Italy is less, but it's increasing.
And do your members also have bank accounts, or could they get bank accounts?
Mostly, yes, they've got a bank account, but we've got also another people that they have not a bank account, or they're in a situation that they cannot afford to have a bank account. But to have an idea, in Italy, to have a savings account, you have to pay at least 20-30 euros per year. If you use your credit card or you make a transaction, you have to pay more. So yes, it's expensive to have a savings account.
Right, very good. And just in general, I know, so ACAF is still young. How many savings groups has ACAF formed so far, say, in Europe?
Well, yes, we are very young. We started in Spain 6 years ago. In Italy, we start this year. I mean, we formalized the organization last month. So, and we've got some promoters, youth leader in some countries in Europe. Well, we are talking about in Spain 100 to 200 groups. We are not sure about it, because one of the things of this group is it's very easy. So in 3 days, you can learn how to how the group works and how you can manage the group. So even there are groups that they teach another group. We don't ask them to give us all the information. It's not mandatory. So there are some groups that they give us the information, and there are others that not. So, I mean, it's like an informal revolution or something like that. We are not exactly how much we are, but we are not doing this for numbers. So.
Very good. So you're in Spain, and you've just started in Italy. Where else?
Where else? I'm personally...
Not just you, but ACAF in general.
ACAF, okay, yes. Well, ACAF, we're in Spain, in Italy. We are also in Netherlands. And we've got some groups in UK, in Hungary, Portugal. There are some group. They are like a small group with the promoters. They are started. I think in the next 2-3 years, you will listen more about this and how many groups and countries.
And how about the United States?
Why not? I think it's... Of course. We've got some people in United States that are very interested in the CAF model, because the model is very easy, and it came from it's been inspired by the Savings and Law Association, Billy Stevenson Law Association, and other informal methodologies from the South. So it's like it came from the South to the North. We adapt the methodology to the European context. I think could work also with perfectly for United States. And we are working in this and putting some technology issues, because we know that in the United States you love very much the application, the iPad, and this thing. So yes, we are working on it.
Por qué no? Okay, Patricia. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk. I wish you great luck, and especially I hope that you'll stay in touch with me and you'll stay in touch with Savings Revolution, because I do think this is one of the most interesting things going on anywhere. I'd just love to know how this turns out.
Yeah, thank you very much. Of course, we are in contact with the Savings Revolution because we are part of the Savings Revolution, and we will see you again absolutely online or offline.
Maybe the biggest change will come when we don't have to change much at all. When maniacs holler, grow, 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 we can choose to be small. The key word may be little.